Wow.
Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. Let's go live over here on Facebook Live. Brother Dan, good morning to you.
Morning, Dan and Gwen.
And Gwen.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Good morning,
morning, Kathy.
Hi, Dan.
Where you at this morning, brother?
Just going around Cincinnati, almost back to 75 here in about a mile.
All right.
Oh, that's right. You're on your way to Florida, aren't you?
Yeah.
How fun.
I feel really sorry for you, Dan.
I know.
What do you have on your truck this time?
Seven Isuzus.
Wow.
Wow. I want to see what another picture.
What do you have on your truck?
He hauls exotic animals.
He's got seven tigers with him.
Seven Isuzu trucks.
He hauls exotic animals. For those of you who are just coming on, you're like, what are these people doing? You're just having a good time. We're just believers that believe in having a good time. And
amen.
So what's it like in Cincinnati this morning, Dan? We got a wonderful balmy 12 degrees here.
And windy.
A little windy here. Could start to rain south of here a little bit, it looks like, but it's about 70 degrees.
Wow. Really?
70 degrees?
70 degrees.
How do you even survive?
It's tough. I'm glad you feel for me.
Yeah. We truly do.
Did you take 95 down to Florida?
I've been thinking about doing that, maybe going through the gorge here in Knoxville and going down 95 and Miss Atlanta that way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Atlanta's a trip to go through, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't like that. Uh-uh. It's full of traffic. But it's really bad here with traffic. And yeah. That's the people are moving here.
Yeah. They're so patient, too, you know?
Yeah.
Is that what you call that? I didn't know that that's what that was called. I didn't know the honking the horn and flying hands, and I didn't know that that's what that was. I've learned something new today. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Professional patience.
Professional patience.
That's too funny. All right, well, guys, we've got a we have a good program this morning. It's going to be a brief program this morning. We've got a mission we have to go run afterwards. Let's see. Let's put this back here where it belongs, like that. And then let's open this up and make it be where it belongs. It's quite a chess game here. Did I already do this somewhere? You know, you got a lot open when you've forgotten what you've gotten done. That needs to go down there.
Okay.
So I think we're going to have Brother Dan sing a special this morning while I'm making my final steps of getting ready.
Sing it, Dan, sing it. We need Francetta to come on with her kazoo. And I'll play the bongo.
I know. No way. If you understand this right, this is Brother Dan driving his semi down the road hauling seven Isuzu exotic animals, and he's singing for us. Now, if you don't know what that means,
and Kathy is playing spoons in the kitchen.
We are totally and completely out there going right now.
Spoons. Yes, you gotta play spoons. I'm gonna take to play bongos.
Do you know how to play the spoons, do you?
I do not.
You do not. Well, all right.
It's never too late to learn. You haven't made me.
Yeah, it's never too late to learn. I did. Morning, Audrey.
Hi, Audrey.
Good morning there, Pastor Sam and Leanne.
Good morning, good morning. Okay, so can you play banjo?
Roger's got a banjo.
Oh, that's right. Roger's trying to play banjo, isn't he? We're getting together our worship band. So far we have Dan singing, Kathy's playing spoons, I'm playing bongos. If you could do the banjo, that would be great.
A banjo? Me?
Yes.
No. I don't have a banjo.
Okay, wait. It's like the old rocker world. There's people who play the air guitar. You just play the air banjo.
Yeah, there you go.
Wait, sounds like the banjo to me.
How about this?
Oh, there you go. There's our rhythm.
I got the dog here playing with me.
Oh. For those of you that are wondering what is going on, this is good morning. We're glad to have you at church with us this morning. And we're almost got this thing ready. We've already been out doing several different things this morning.
Me too.
And God's been good to us. And
amen.
Thank you for
your puppy's name? What's your puppy's name, Audrey? She must be being careful.
Pat.
Ted. Hi, Ted.
He's about 11 pounds.
Hi, Ted.
What's that?
Now Ripley's running for Dad. He's going,
I want to see. Hi, how you doing?
Hey,
how you doing? Too
funny.
He
helped
me take my medicine. That's why I'm going off
the
air right now.
Oh, okay.
All right. God bless you guys. We're getting ready to get started here. We're on, we got all of our platforms up. So here we go. It's time to get started.
YouTube
is live. Facebook is live. Zoom is live. And Blog Talk Radio is live.
There, I see YouTube.
And we welcome you today to 1 hour of faith, which is now 50 minutes left of faith. Here we go. Let's start with prayer, and we'll get right into the Word of God this morning. Welcome to all of you around the world, YouTube Live, Facebook Live, our friends on Blog Talk Radio all over the world. It's really interesting to say 28 nations around the world. Chris Geiser Rich is watching with us on
Chris.
Facebook Live. Welcome, Chris. God bless you. You and Ron and the family. God bless you guys, Dan and Gwen and Matt and Kathy. And who's the other one? Tony and Audrey. Father, this morning we bless your holy name. Thank you for everything that you have taught us and trained us and helped us be established in throughout our life. Thank you. Thank you. And now today, as we break forth the bread of life, the desire of every one of our hearts is that you, Father, are our Father, and that we as your children walk with you every single day. And we get closer and closer and have a deeper and deeper relationship with you. Hear your voice and be the blessing that you want us to be on this earth to many people around us. And as we break forth the bread of life today, may it be hot. May it be fresh. May it have a big slab of butter on it and some milk and honey from the Canaan land of heaven. We bring the living bread and the living water, and everyone here partake of it. You said man will not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We receive it from you today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Now,
amen.
For all of you, those of you who are joining us from around the world, wherever you may be today, our faith is with you that the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it is with you wherever you are. May the manifest presence of Almighty God fill your life today and give you great strength and understanding. For those of you in the war zone, we declare right now that beyond anything you've ever experienced, you'll see angelic intervention. You'll see the blessing of God come and keep you safe in that war zone. The tanks and missiles that have been arrayed against you, according to Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against you has any ability to prosper.
Amen.
And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, we condemn those tongues now, and we declare that as men and women of God, as sons and daughters of the great God Jehovah, today you see his miraculous intervention in your city, in your nation, wherever you may be, that the enemy is driven back into its hole and run in fear. May the whole world watch Putin run in fear as he runs back into Russia. May his troops defect and say, we're not living that life any longer. We're not living that life any longer. And we declare it done right now. We know we can't stop Ezekiel 38 and 39, Lord. But we know we can slow down the effect of the enemy, and we can reap a harvest in every nation where they're moving right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, may people turn from their ways and come to know you now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Now, we're gonna have our program just like we always have here. It's called 1 Hour of Faith. I'm going to teach now for about 40 minutes. Then we're going to receive the communion elements together. And then that goes there. Hold on just a second. I got to get everybody in your right place here. Some of you people keep getting up and moving pews. You need to just sit in one pew and stay there. Now, we'll receive communion this morning, and we're going to get all this done to the best of my ability in the next 45 minutes because we've got a mission today. We were called upon by the Salvation Army and the Nazarene Church to help a young lady who's getting herself free, and we're going to help her get the Teen Challenge today, which is about a 3-hour drive from here. And we're going to minister to someone that is getting free. Got them in the car, our captive audience. We're going to cast out demons, heal the sick, raise the dead. We're going to get it all done in this afternoon. And thank God for the opportunity to be able to partake in this person's life like this and be a blessing to them. Now, last week we were talking about Ezekiel 38 and 39. Last week was when Russia said they were going to go nuclear. You and I immediately went to work on that and said, you don't get to do nothing that we, the church, don't say you can do. Now, of course, there's not a lot of the body of Christ around the world. Let me say it differently. Not everyone in the body of Christ around the world believes that. However, we know, though the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God, pulling down strongholds. So go with me there, if you will, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And let's look at that for a minute. And then we're going to be in 1 Corinthians 2 and Mark chapter 16 and Matthew 28 And my wife just threw something at me saying, slow down, not so many verses at once.
Going to the rest of 2 Corinthians 10.
Yes. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
Woo! All right.
Cassie's throwing her spoons at you too now.
2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 6. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 6. All right. I was just, you know, helping everybody get a good morning, hello, wake-up call by helping you just, you know, work through those scriptures, getting the pen loose and the paper all working right. Here we go. Let's hold our Bibles up. We'll make our confession together right now. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word
I
says.
Am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great
The Holy Spirit of God.
Holy Spirit of
is
God.
Making this word come alive in my life.
Is making this word come alive in my life.
I receive the word of God. And plant him as a seed in the good soil of my heart, producing a hundredfold return in my spirit, soul, and body
in
Jesus' mighty name. You might want to say this with me. Body, listen up.
Soul, pay attention.
God is going to talk to us right now.
Amen. God is talking to us right now.
Here we go. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, have you noticed you're still walking in this flesh? Pinch it and it yells. We do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Now, there's about 5 or 6 days worth of preaching right there, but we're only going to take about 15 minutes on it. Good morning, Sister Phyllis. Love you. Good to see you this morning, ma'am. God bless you. Now, for those of you looking for the share that I said I'm going to always give you, I did not get it done. I didn't have the time this morning. What I'm going to do is end up getting one of you to do it, because it's a pretty simple process to do, and then put it together, and I can just keep preaching, and one of you get a ministry to help us make that happen.
Amen.
Now, here we go. The weapons of our warfare, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to this flesh. If you do, then you're only limited to what you have, the intellectual ability, physical strength, and financial ability to get accomplished. And you might be limited intellectually. You might not have been trained in a great place. You might not have physical ability in your body, and you might not have very much money. That's all walking according to the flesh. But as soon as we get into the realm of the spirit, we take ourselves out of the battle of the flesh and we go over into where God is. With God, it doesn't matter how much you know. It's about how much you're willing to receive a revelation and let him use you. It's not about your physical ability, because by his stripes you're healed. It's not about how much you got in your pocket, because the book of James and the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 says God gives the poor faith and seed. So as soon as you cross over into the kingdom, the limitations that every other man on earth has to face, intellectual ability, physical ability, financial ability, all of that goes way. And God says, use my strength and my ability and watch me move through you. So our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty in God pulling down strongholds. There ain't a one of us that could buy an airplane ticket, fly to the Ukraine right now, and go stand in front of one of those big missiles on a tank, put our hands up, and stop the missile in our physical power when the guy hits the fire weapon. None of us can do that in your physical strength. But in the realm of the spirit, here you and I are sitting 10,000 miles away in the United States of America saying, uh-uh, your missiles are not finding their targets. And if every believer in the United States of America and around the world would stand together and say, all your missiles come back on their own tanks, the missile would go out and turn around and come back and hit the tank, and it wouldn't take but about 10 of those, and it'd go right down the line of tanks saying, stop firing the weapons. Somehow they're coming back and wiping us out. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, do you have physical proof of that actually happening? Well, yeah, we actually did. Got a picture of it this week where somebody showed the picture of a missile that landed out in the yard of an apartment complex, and it didn't hit its mark. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Well, and then you go to the Old Testament, and you have the prophet Elisha, who is sitting there, and they're sending the enemy out after him. And the first one that shows up, the first group of 50, they're toasted by fire. They're burned alive. It's not Elisha. It's Elijah. Somebody get the story right. Not sure why you guys aren't paying attention to that, but, you know, please pay attention. But what happens? 50 of them get toasted on the road on the way to take out Elijah. And so they send another 50. And they get toasted on the road on the way to take out Elijah. And the next group of 50, you know what they did? They come crawling to Elijah on their hands and knees saying, I am just a messenger. Please do not take me out. I have children at home, and they need to have their daddy live. And Elijah said, you're the ones I'm going to go with right there, because you understand that God Almighty's working. Now just put that into the effect of a missile being shot at somebody that doesn't deserve a missile being shot at. Russia has no reason to take over Ukraine, except that they got the wrong thing in their eyes. So we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6, for those of you that are just joining us. Brother Al Barton, good morning. Morning. Love you, man.
Good morning, Al.
Now watch this. Look at what verse 5 says. Casting down imaginations. Well, the first place that all of this is working is on the inside of yourself. You ever find yourself fighting against yourself, warring against yourself, not figuring out how to be able to get yourself to be the right self it's supposed to be selfing?
And stuff.
And stuff like self. But see, our weapons are mighty. And God gives us the ability to pull down a stronghold in our own mind, was put there by religion, put there by education, put there by somebody who said they loved you and they were just manipulating you. We can pull down a stronghold that came because of trauma, came because of great attack on your kingdom, on your own personal system. But it not only works inside of you, but it works outside in the world as we face the enemies of this day and say, oh, no, you don't. We can pull down that stronghold coming out of Russia, and we have the ability to say, none of your weapons that you're fashioning have any ability to destroy any more people. Now, they've destroyed a lot. Now, you can see pictures of it. And we, the believers, now stand and say to the body of Christ, body of Christ, stand up and confront in the realm of the spirit this wicked enemy. Confront it now with us. Well, but what if the people in the Ukraine aren't righteous? Well, if they're not righteous, there's that deal. But why would you and I let a demonized person just start destroying this whole world when we've had peace from these wicked, evil communists and socialists and Marxists and all of that? No, you don't get the function. Not from now till Jesus comes. You don't get to start tearing up our world again. And we bind you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we command you, run back in your stupid, wicked hole and hide, because you have met the church of Almighty God.
Amen.
There's no way you and I can stop what's going to happen in Ezekiel 38 and 39. That's happening. That's prophesied by God. God's going to put a hook in Russia's jaw and drag him right out of Russia, right down into Israel. And they're going to say, we're taking you out. And God said, I'm going to wipe you and everybody that came with you out. And that's the day of the rapture.
Woo.
Pastor, can you really be that certain that that's the day of the rapture?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm as certain as that being the day of the rapture as I'm as certain as soon as you get the revelation on the inside of you, you pull the strongholds down in your life. You'll never be filled with pride another day. You'll never be filled with fear another day. You'll never be filled with confusion another day. Why? Because you grab these verses and say, these weapons I have, the name of Jesus, the word of God, the blood of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit, those weapons cause me to pull down every stronghold around me. No matter how persistent they are, how deeply entrenched they may seem to be, you stand against it and you fight against it until you see the answer come from Almighty God. And look at what it says, casting down, verse 5, casting down arguments, casting down everything. Whenever you have an argument, cast it down. I don't know if I got through right. You ever argue with yourself in your own mind? Yeah, cast it down. You ever argue with your mate? Cast it down. Not arguing. You ever have to get in, you ever try to get in an argument with somebody? Wait, you ever have an argument show up and you're like, I'm not getting in it? It's a spirit.
It's a spirit.
And the spirit you have to beat is the arguing spirit. But you still have to communicate. If it's your husband or your wife, you got to communicate. If it's somebody out in the world, you just walk away. Let them be where they are. Don't worry about them. You be you. And you be the good you that you are. Verse 5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. This is what's got to happen when you get in that argument. Bring every thought inside of you into the captivity to the obedience of Christ. You bring every thought inside of you into obedience to the word of God. Why? Because if you bring those thoughts inside of you into obedience to God and his ways, then you won't be the arguer. You'll be the solver.
Amen.
You'll be the one that's bringing solution, bringing strength. When it's you you're arguing with on the inside, tell the you on the inside to shut up and then point the you on the inside to the word of God and say, we're going to do what the Bible says to do. Can I get an amen from anybody?
Amen.
So we say it right now around the world to every wicked dictator, including Biden and the wimp that lives in Canada and every other one of these other people who are violating the very own laws of their nation. We command your argument to be pulled down, your voice to have no strength, you're to be removed from your office because you violated the oath you took when you sworn in. Now be removed by God Almighty.
Be removed. Amen.
Russia, you are removed by God Almighty. May your tanks flip upside down every time they shoot another missile.
Amen. Amen.
It'd only take about three of those, and there would be a radio signal going down saying the weapons are causing the tanks to flip. Stop firing. I speak right now, Father. They think they've got it done, but angels, stick your finger in the end of the barrel and just make it flip. We know how you work, angels. You turn those weapons against the enemy that fires them out against us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, go there with me. Oh, my. Please go quickly because I only got another 10 minutes. Look at this set of verses. It's one of my favorite chapters of the Bible, and I hope it becomes one of yours. You know, one time I was, many times, I've thought, man, if I read every verse that Dr. Barclay tells me to read, I'm going to spend a lot of my day reading. You know what I found out about that? That was the smartest thing I could do. Why?
Oh, yeah.
I had to turn off the news. I had to turn off the radio. I had to turn off all the nonsense. And I started putting all of that word into me every day. Guess what happened? I transformed on the inside. Didn't need all that distraction anyways. And all of those verses.
And you have no desire for it even.
And you have no desire for it even. And all of a sudden, the only thing you want is the word of God. Why? Because it's transforming you into the person that God Almighty made you. And your spirit, man, once you're born again and filled with his spirit, your spirit, man, is now in perfect tune with the Father every single day, all day long, 24/7. And the struggle you feel on the inside is your humanness trying to overcome the power of God that's telling your spirit, go here, go here, go here. And that's why you, the spirit, God's learned to tell your soul and body, shut up, you listen to the spirit, because this is God talking to us. Now, I just said all that myself. Let's let the Apostle Paul say that. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech. A schlicka. I don't know what that means. You've not lived in the South long enough. A schlicka. Didn't come with persuasive words of man's wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. Verse 2, for I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I'm going to take the knot out. I determine when I come to you to teach you Jesus Christ and him crucified. Verse 3, I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. That means the people around him saw that he was a human. And overcoming in the spirit realm. Verse 4. My speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in a demonstration of the spirit and of power, that your faith, the fact you believe God is, and the fact that you believe he rewards you when you diligently seek him, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that your faith would not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Woo! We've just made a really big circle right there in our teachings. I don't know if you can see it or not. But what's that circle? We were here on these verses before. We went out. We studied Revelation. We studied the fear of the Lord. We studied driven by eternity. We've now been focused on what's happening in the end times. And now we're back to this, that your faith would not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. We've seen some mighty miracles this week. Sister Kathy and Brother Matt got a miracle this week with the house selling. Thank God for that miracle. Amen. Glory be to God. That your faith would not be in the wisdom of man. Why? Because if it's a man's wisdom, then he can act in pride. And pride is the number one agent that destroys all of your life in any sense of it anywhere. Get in pride. Excuse me. Your understanding will be limited. your ability to go farther than where you're at will be limited. Why? Because you're doing it in all your own strength so you can be seen. As soon as you start crushing pride in your life, well, what happens? Now you get to have the power of God work because you're no longer saying, well, it's all me. I am a man. What's man say? Mighty man. Or what does a woman say? I am woman. Hear me roar. Not. Neither of those are right. Don't do that. How about this? I humble myself under the mighty hand of God. Ready? That he may exalt me. Not me, Sam Cottle. That he may exalt the amazing gift that he put on the inside of me that's been sent to this earth to change this world. Paul said, I didn't come trying to be a highly intellectual. Paul was. Paul had the equivalent of 2 doctorate degrees in Hebrewology. He was a very educated man, but he didn't come in his education. He came in a manifestation of the Spirit and of power. Why? So that your faith would not rest in Norman Vincent Peale, Think and Grow Rich, How to Win Friends and Influence People, The Power of Positive Thinking, Tough Times Don't Laugh, But Tough People Do. What did I just give you? The names of 5 books that everybody reads in the day we live. And you know where all that wisdom comes from? Right here out of this Bible. If you read the book of Proverbs every day, I think I've missed 2 days, haven't I? If you're reading the book of Proverbs every day with us, you have the wisdom of God that came from a man of God who was given wisdom when he didn't have it, Solomon. And before he started sinning and going astray after other gods, the book of Proverbs was written when he functioning in that with all the wisdom you need, straight out of God's holy word. But what do you and I have to do? We got to humble ourselves enough that we get ourselves and say, wait a minute, self, you are submitting yourself to this word right now in Jesus' mighty name. And then whatever that book says, go do it. I got to keep reading because I'm down to 2 minutes. However, verse 6, we speak the wisdom of God among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. That's your heavenly prayer language. The hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. God literally gives you a language that belongs to him and you, and nobody else on the face of the earth can understand but you and God, and no demon in hell can touch it. The Pentecostal people, the Pentecostal doctrine is not so you can roll around the ground, shake, quiver, sweat, and act like something's happening to you. The Pentecostal doctrine is at the Feast of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out, and to all of us, we were given another power we never had before that transcends us above our humanity and gets us connected personally with Almighty God. Verse 7, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. The hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age knew it, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. As it is written, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, it has not entered into the heart of the man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Don't stop there, because God doesn't stop there. Verse 10 starts out with, but God has revealed those things unto us by his Spirit. God does show us what the eye hasn't seen, the ear hasn't heard, what hasn't entered in. Why? Because we're connected to him, Spirit to Spirit. God has revealed them to us. For the Spirit searches all things, the deep things of God. What man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man that's in him? What man knows the things of the... of God except the Spirit of God. Verse 12. Now we have received the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. This is not the spirit of the world. The Holy Spirit reveals to you and I the things that have been freely given to us by God. Wow. Verse 13. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, which then you compare the spiritual to spirit. 14. The natural man, one who is not filled with the Holy Spirit, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Why? They're foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are only spiritually discerned. Verse 16. Who has known the mind of the Lord that he might instruct him? Nobody. And yet, that verse says, we have the mind of Christ. You might say today, Pastor, I don't have any of this that you're teaching today. Might be the case. Doesn't have to stay that way very long. All you got to do is say, wait a minute, I'm switching worlds. I want to see the things that eye hasn't seen or ear hasn't heard, hasn't entered into. I want to see those. Well, then it's simple. Become born again. Not churchy, not religiosity, not church building-ish. Become born again and build a relationship with God your Father. Here's the cool thing. Father doesn't want to relate. God, Father doesn't worry about anybody else in your relationship except you and him. And he starts you right where you are at today and grows you and develops you into the most amazing person you could ever be. You're never again going to be without a father. 24/7, 365. My dad was a good dad. I couldn't be with him that long. You know why? Some reason the old man had to sleep. I can't figure him out. Why did he have to sleep? You know what he would say? I don't know. I was awake and you was asleep. Why you got to stay awake half the night and sleep in the morning? I had a good dad. They got the best dad in the whole world. He's your father. He knows exactly why he puts you on this earth. He knows exactly how to help you to get to your eternal destiny. He knows exactly how to help you use all of your gifts, talents, and abilities in this kingdom and transform you into a person nobody even knows. They'll look at you and say, who are you? The one disciple I made, Brother Chalmer? A man in the community, not a believer, came up to me and said, I don't know what you did to him. I'm like, what do you mean? He said, well, he still drives a Ford. He still carries a Husqvarna. And he's still crazier than a mischief, wild and crazy man. But he said, that's not the same man I used to know. He said, that's a different man. And I said, that's because Jesus got involved. And the power of the Holy Spirit came on the inside of his life. You ready? He said, I'm done. I got to be done. I got to go. That your faith would not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. I'm in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5. That your faith would not be in the wisdom of Sam, I know a lot of Bible, but you need your faith to be in the power of God. And God wants to reveal himself to you in such a mighty way that you'll see his power working every day. Acts chapter 1, verse number 3. God presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by his disciples during 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. God wants you to know him.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. This is a simple word today. You have given us weapons. Salvation. Regeneration. Justification. Reconciliation. Redemption. And then when you bring this all up and gave us Jesus' righteousness, you filled us with your Holy Spirit and we become your temple. We are the church, the body of Christ. All we thank you for, Jesus. May every person within the sound of my voice right now today pray this prayer with me and transform their life from humanness, darkness, confusion, and be transformed into your marvelous light. In Jesus' mighty name. If you've never made Jesus your Lord, pray this with me right now. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
Now listen, no matter how many times you've prayed this, pray it again. Faith comes by hearing. According to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
In you, Jesus. Not a church organization.
Not a church organization.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day.
And you rose again on the third day.
Put your hands out and just say it. I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life.
Fill every part of me.
Fill every part of me.
Fill my body.
Fill my body.
Fill my soul.
Fill my soul.
Fill every cell with you, Jesus.
Fill every cell with you, Jesus.
Forgive me of my sin.
Forgive me of my sin.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen, and amen. If you just prayed that prayer, I want you to send me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Say, hey, Pastor, I just prayed that prayer. I'm going to send you some stuff to help you begin to walk with God because you didn't just get church. You just got a relationship with God your Father. We are a church. This is called the Community of Faith. This program is called 1 Hour of Faith. Our teacher is Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, which is right here. How cool is that? But see, Jesus just came to live on the inside of you and make you right with him. Ready? Say it with me. I'm in right standing with God.
I am in right standing with God.
Some of you are still, you got that experience. I can feel it myself. We say the word feel. It's not a good word, but I am experiencing the presence and power of God on me today. I've been born again since I was 12 years old. But every time you pray that, God Almighty just begins to touch. What does it do, Pastor? Well, it transforms everything on the inside of you because you just did another level of surrender to it. I know. I can tell there's a man right now, you're going, man, this is like fire. One guy said, this is the greatest high I've ever had. He looked right at me and he said, I didn't just snort or pop a pill or nothing. And I'm higher right now than I've ever been in my life. I've said, that's what the Holy Spirit does for you. Your life just transformed. You went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. You went from sin to righteousness. Why? Because you just asked Jesus to come in. He's the light of the world. He's the author and finisher of your faith. And he is all righteousness. And he just filled you with it right now. You might say, Pastor, this is a lot for me to get. I know. I got some good videos that'll you can just study and study and study. And the revelation of it will get down inside of your life. Kind of doing our communion inside out today, but it's okay. Because that's just how the Holy Spirit flowed in this service this morning. I want you to get your communion elements now. And we're going to receive communion. Now that I've gotten everybody that's with me born again, we're going to receive our communion elements together. Think about this. Those of you, this is your first day. Your first act as a believer is to receive the wonderful communion elements of Almighty God.
Amen.
How wonderful is that in Jesus' mighty name? Here we go. Pray this prayer with me. I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
This time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
It's upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive. Thank you, Lord. For your broken body that was shed for me. And now, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23-25, it says, and in the same manner after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it, drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
And I thank you for it.
I thank you for it.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
I thank you for it. This is very interesting. I just heard somebody say, man, something's going on the inside. Yeah, you've just been made brand new. Keep going. By the blood of Jesus,
by the blood of Jesus,
I come boldly to the throne of grace,
where
I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome every day.
I overcome every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The plague has to pass over.
The plague has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down forever.
Cast down forever.
In my life.
In my life.
My conscience is perfect.
My conscience is hurt.
My robes are made white.
I will always be
the glorious church,
the glorious church
without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive the juice together.
Thank you.
Morning, Brother Dave. Love you, man. Now watch this. For those of you that's just received this and you've just begun to walk in this, send me an email. I do not spam you. I hate spam. And as a preacher, if I send you spam, God's going to give me a 100-fold return of it. So I'm not doing it. But it's my way of helping you walk with God. I've got some excellent videos that will help you in your Christian life. And you'll become very powerful and very stable and very strong in the ways of God. Shoot me an email. Let me know. And here's the cool thing. You don't have to confess your sin to me or anybody else. Did you notice that when John 3:16 says, whosoever believes in him will not perish, it doesn't say whosoever confesses his sins to the preacher or the elder or the priest or the pope or anyone else. The way you get to heaven and you get God in your life is to receive Jesus. He deals with the sin.
Amen.
Some of you are like, I never heard anybody preach anything like this before, Pastor. Well, you're hearing it from me today. And I got verse after verse. I don't know my exact number, but I probably got 20 verses to back it up. Taught to us from Jesus, from God, from the Apostle Paul, from the Gospels. From James, it's all there. All you had to do is believe and receive. It's not about a church. You go to church, this is a church right here, to find God and to get to know him.
Amen.
And that's what this is all about. Now, I don't usually go this short on Sunday morning. However, I have another mission that's in front of me that I got to get to. So, I've got to close this one down and get in the car and get myself moving. Long ways to go before sundown. All right? I encourage you to go back and listen to this again. I really do. I encourage you to do it. Because when you do that, you're going to find I'm going to click and do some things, and while I'm talking, just so I can get this to you guys. Now watch this. You're going to find God is going to come alive to you in a manner that you'd never experienced God before. And just get this video back out when it's done. I'm getting ready to be able to send you the links for all three of our platforms right here. I'm going to have it done in this click. bam, there it is. Now watch. I'm going to throw it in the family thread. You might say, Pastor, I'm not a part of it. Shoot me an email. Send me a message. I'll give you all three links, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and Blog Talk Radio. You can hear this message again. I encourage you to listen to it several times. Why? Because there's so much faith wrapped up in this and transforming power of God to take you from where you are to where God wants you to be. And it'll be a blessing to you. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. We encourage you to be a part of this ministry. We thank you for your faith and your partnership. We thank you for the love of God. Every one of you, 28 nations around the world with Blog Talk Radio. That is amazing. God bless you wherever you are. Send us some kind of information so we know who you are, because you're a valuable part of what we do. And these people love to bring the gospel to you in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, got to run. I'm going to put this in the family thread. If you're not in the family thread, then text me personally, and I'll send these links over to you. It gives you the ability to go right back and hear that message again. Communion's at the end. You might even want to receive a communion again. It don't hurt you to take it twice in one day.
No.
The one lady took it four times a day like a medicine and went from stage 4 cancer to completely healed in 21 days. Because it's the greatest medicine there ever was. I call you blessed. I thank you for your friendship. You'll probably get some emails and text and messages from me all afternoon, because we're just going to be hammering down the road, but we call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this.
We love you.
We love you, because we do love you. And God loves you. He really does.
He does.
And Jesus is Lord.
Lord.
Over it all. In Jesus' mighty name. See you soon. Somewhere I lost all these people. There they are. See you later, Facebook Live and all my friends. God bless you. Love you. Kathy and Audrey, you guys are who's left over here on the Zoom?
Dance, not dance.